So as we just heard, the average Michigander is probably not going to feel the impact of the sequester in our daily lives anytime soon. But as the weather starts to warm and we start making our summer vacation plans, visiting Michigan's largest attractions like the Sleeping Bear Dunes, that comes to mind. Well, now the dunes, along with other national parks across the U.S., are starting to feel the sequester squeeze. Tom Ulrich is the deputy superintendent of the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore.
Well, we were directed to not furlough any of our year-round employees, although other agencies may be doing that. But since the national parks have a number of summer staff, seasonal employees, we are directed to take the cuts from that payroll. Unfortunately, our summer staff are the ones that really are where the rubber meets the road when it comes to visitor services and resource protection. So the sequester cuts will result in things that the visitor will see when they come to Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Such as?
Well, the Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive, one of our most popular attractions, where the only spot you can actually drive up to the top of the dunes and get that stupendous view out over Lake Michigan, that won't be open until Memorial Day weekend, and it will have to close on Labor Day weekend. Normally, it opens in April sometime and extends on into the fall, well into October. But I don't have the staff to open it, clear trees, sweep the drive, clean the restrooms, put in the boardwalk, et cetera. Another thing that visitors will notice is our restrooms and trash services at all of our beaches also will be reduced to only Memorial Day to Labor Day, whereas those two usually go mid-April, well into the fall. So those are things that even the casual visitor, when they come here, will be disappointed when they need the restroom services or want to go on the scenic drive.
I'm interested, Tom, because there's certainly lots of impact with your operation at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Did you fare better than other parks throughout Michigan or throughout the country?
No, because the sequestration is such an across-the-board cut for all federal agencies, all national parks, anyway, had to absorb the same 5% cut. Now, state parks, of course, are not funded with the federal funding, so they aren't affected in the same way.
Okay. But National Lakeshore. Tom Ulrich, Deputy Superintendent at the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, taking a hit from the federal budget cuts thanks to the sequester. Thanks for talking with us, Tom.
Thanks, Cynthia.